The first communications item, please, Carla.
Item 874, request of Jan Johnson to address council regarding Freedom Cities.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Jan Johnson. I'm a Portland voter and a member of the People Powers Grassroots Mobilizing Organization. Can some of my fellow People Power folks please stand?
All right, lots of People Power today.
Yeah.
Good morning.
We're here to talk about why the city, as well as the county, should adopt the ACLU's 9 model rules and policies. We think that the current policy for the city doesn't have enough teeth to really protect our immigrant neighbors. If we are meeting the Trump deportation agenda even halfway, we are normalizing fear. Some of our People Power volunteers in Hillsborough are delivering food and diapers to families of farm workers too afraid to even leave their homes to get groceries. We've had conversations with Presiding Judge Nan Waller about the courthouse where the city conducts its traffic court and other business, and she talks about not only the fear people have of reporting crimes, but even showing up as witnesses or any other part of the judicial system, which creates a lack of access to justice for all of us. We think the current policy invites some legal liability for the city. You'll see in some packets that we've made available for you kind of a little give and take between the ACLU's 9, the city's response, the ACLU's lawyers' response to this. You'll also see some news stories about Clackamas County and a 2014 Fourth Amendment suit that they lost. And there's also other elements in this packet. Commissioner Fish, in response to some questions you had to one of our fellow People Powers a couple weeks ago, there's a list compiled by one of my colleagues about all the ways the city touches immigrants in various bureaus and departments. There's also an email trail with the mayor's staff about why this issue is not being taken up at this time due to other important business. We recognize you have a lot of important business, but we see this as very important too. And we want all cities and all counties and all states to adopt the ACLU 9 in writing. We think it's going to take less time to deal with us than to keep, you know, batting us away. We're not going away. We've got far more people than this writing letters and doing their part for immigrant justice. We are going to be back here before you and your council on August 23rd, if not sooner. We would love to have a continuing dialogue with you on this topic to make sure that good policies are even better and put in writing. Thank you. I would be happy to entertain questions.
Colleagues, any questions? Thank you for your time. We appreciate it. We appreciate your colleagues coming in, too. Thank you.
Thank you.